Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're so happy to have you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Well, this program is designed to meet you at the grassroots level. Amen. We are here for you and because of you, this broadcast, amen, is available to all. Amen. Doesn't matter what the problem may be. Amen. You can call in. Amen. And give yourself a call and talk to somebody. Amen. Or leave a message on go to blogtalkradio.com/Jesus Christ International Ministry. Or you can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Thanks for calling. Amen. All of you, some of you have been on the phone for many times, but if you haven't, amen, you can always call in at 1-855-246-2322 on 1-347-215-8816. Father, we thank you right now for the audience. We thank you, Lord, for those that are coming in. And thank you, Lord, for blessing us and helping us, oh God, to overcome a hidden enemy and the secrets and the traps and the pitfalls and set before us. Lord, we thank you, amen, to help us as we continue to strive and go forward. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen, 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 amen. We always desire, amen, to have your stories, amen. You might have a poem, a hymn, amen, whatever it might be. Amen. God will give us the glory. We're here to help one another. Bible says it's iron sharpening iron. So we sharpen the conscience of our friends. Some of the things that you went through, you can reach back. Amen. Give a testimony. You can give a comment or a song, a hymn, a scripture to help your brothers and sisters. Amen. Can go through these things that we're dealing with today. Amen. We're here in Christ. Amen. We don't fight one another. We don't come against anyone regardless of what your religion is. Amen. If you want to fight and argue, this is the wrong station. Amen. This is the wrong book. God sends you here, amen, to encourage one another. We're here to help one another. Love is the most powerful portion, amen, on this earth because Jesus died. He died. He gave his life because God, John 3:16, is happening every day for everybody. Amen. He gave his life that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. Are we talking about markers, those who mark, amen, those that, amen, that you might see because the book of Jude is our scripture. We'll be coming from the book of Jude. Those of you that have Bibles, always you'll hear me say on this broadcast, what kind of Bible you have? Where did it come from? Amen. What translation? Because your faith, you're investing in your faith. You're investing in your life. Amen. You want to have much as possible the translation that agree with your spirit and what you believe in. And what you believe in. Amen. Always support and give out the different Bibles in the mainstream today. We have the King James Bible and the Amplified Bible, New English, New American Standard, I'm sorry, and the New International Bible. Amen. There are many more, amen, out there, but you want to make sure that when you read John 3:16 in these Bibles, amen, it says, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. That's the issue. Amen. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. All through our walk here on Christ, amen, sometime I call it a salvation part two, you can accept Christ. But then you have to learn how, amen, to shake off, shake loose, amen, and follow Jesus, believe in him and believe in his word and all the work that he has done, amen, to help you be free and victorious here on earth. Yes, there's victory on earth. Amen. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to have a peace of mind, have joy. Jesus said, my peace I leave unto you. Amen. Not as the world give, but with peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. We're talking about markers. Amen. Marking and markers. Amen. Those that, amen, come against your characters, someone that always push against your understanding because they have agenda. Amen. They have something they want you to do, and they come against you and try to peer pressure you, amen, in the simplest form. In the book of James, and I will read a couple of different books, amen. I have a comparative book, amen, I will read out of Study Bible, King James Jude. Jude is the, you analyze this book, it's the brother of James, Jude. Amen. We're going to read Jude. Book before Revelation, we want to read, amen, the 18th and the 19th verse. Hold to the true faith. Amen. Warning the saints, amen, about apostasy and false teaching, falling back from God, falling back from the faith. Amen. Warning the saints, warning the brethren that have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior. Those have proven out that, amen, the way that they was going was wrong. The system that the world has set up is wrong. At the end of every bottom line, at the end of the day, amen, is zero. Somebody has taken your heart, your spirit, your mind, the whole issue all through the day. Amen. The enemy is after you, talking to you. Amen. Confronting you. And James said, in the last days, amen, in the last day, these are the days, amen, those that say that they don't believe in the Bible, amen, but Jesus said that in the last days, walls and rumors of walls, amen, pestilence in diverse places, earthquakes, amen. That proved that the Bible is tomorrow's newspaper story, amen. God talk about the history, the past, the history, but it also talks about the future and here and now. We have to accept it right now. We are living right now. And why God haven't taken his people out? Because he want to show his power in this earth. Satan does not have all. He have some power. Amen. But God got all the power. If we just follow his instruction, amen, and wean ourselves out from the world, amen. When he say go, you go. When he say stop, you stop. Amen. I remember the beginning of my walk with Christ. Amen. The Lord showed me the dreams. I've been so many markers. Oh, you're a Christian. Okay, Reb, what's up? Amen. Then find myself and say, well, Lord, I was kind of not necessarily wavering, but I was kind of looking for people in Christ. Sometimes you find people in Christ, but they in Christ in the daytime and at night they're somebody else. Amen. So the Lord put me in a dream. He showed me I was walking on this road, walking in the road. Every now and then somebody come by, we pass each other. But on my right and on my left, amen, I saw this big old image. Up and down, slowly up and down, going up in the air, coming down, slowly coming down. And the word spoke, it said, don't worry about him. You just stay on this road. Amen. There are many people who will talk against you, the way you talk, you dress. Amen. You pray. Amen. You read, you study. But you just stay in that mode. Adam and Eve, we go back to the garden, amen, in the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve was on that road, Amen. But the serpent kept dialoguing with Eve until she was tempted. Temptation is one of the biggest weapons that the enemy has. Temptation, he draws, slowly works, amen, until he got her, amen, to do what God said not do. And she brought it to her family. And because of love, amen, I know it's a big argument there, amen, but the man loved his wife. It was the only, I think it might be the only wife in the world. Because that's what God showed him, and he loved her and ate of the tree. Amen. The enemy hides. He does not want to use people, use places and things to seduce. It's a seducing spirit. He don't want to be seen now. He doesn't want to be, he don't want to, no, no. And she said, no, no, no. It was, Adam said, no, Lord, it wasn't me. Amen. It was my wife. My wife said, no, it was the serpent. So passing the book, beginning out in the garden. Temptation of mankind. Beginning in the garden. Jude, the brother of Jesus, hold to the true faith. We're going to pick it up at the 17th verse. Amen. There's only 24 verses in the book of Jude. And all scriptures, amen, are given. All scriptures, Paul said in Timothy, are given. Amen. Scriptures were moved. A man of God moved, and Holy Spirit gave them what to write. Amen. 17th verse of the book of Jude. I'm going to read out the King James, then we're going to read a little bit out of the 18th Amplified, then the New American Standard, and the New International Bible. Amen. Hold to the truth, but beloved, remember the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they told you it would be Marcus in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These are they who separate themselves sensuous and having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. 18 verse of the Amplified, amen, told you beforehand in the last days, in the end of time, there shall be scoffers who seek to gratify their own ungodly desires, following after their own ungodly passion. Okay, New American Standard, but they that were saying to you, that in the last time there will be mockers following their own ungodly lusts. New International Bible, the 18th verse of the book of Jude, amen. They say to you, in the last time there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. You can see how closely these translations are. Amen. Will help you and edify you. Amen. Because we have to read the Word of God. God is communication. In the beginning was the Word. Word was God. Word was God. God is communication. And these writings, amen, are giving you insight, information, amen, how to walk and how to guard yourself. How to walk upright. Yes, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. Yes. But you should learn from your mistakes. Amen. It might take a little bit longer. It might take a little bit longer, but amen. You'll learn because the Spirit of God, you have the Spirit of God with you. Amen. I always say, I'm not as smart as I look, but the Holy Spirit helped me. Amen. He's better than those guiding instruments we got in the cars. Amen. You type in the address, and sometimes they miss it. Sometimes you're 5 miles out of the way, but, amen, Holy Spirit always on time. He give you a word in the right time, and that word is complete. Inside of that word is complete. Amen. So there might be people today, amen, with the word of God, the word says, and they are people, because the word of God is true. is no schism in it. It's pure. According to the psalmist swear, the word of God is pure, purified seven times in the fire. Amen. The fire of persecution, the fire of rejection, the fire of loneliness, the fire of sickness and disease. It came out. God, through his son, is the word. And it's pure word. Amen. You can depend on when God give you a word, give you scriptures of dreams. Make sure out of two or three witnesses, amen, this word is okay. Amen. We live on the word. We live on the word, saints, brethren. We live on the word, whatever God says, and it's in our heart. Amen. So when people, they will come today. They are here. Jesus said in the last days, false teachers and false prophets are coming. I say they're getting off trains. They get off trucks. They're getting off buses, taxis. Amen. They're riding bicycles, motorcycles, trying to get to you. They're trying to get to you. They want to change God's word. Amen. If you refuse to walk where they're walking, amen, amen, you're going to get scoffed. You're going to get talked about. Amen. If they can't get you to come their way, amen, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid they're going to talk against you. Amen. Don't be afraid of that. Amen. They will. Oh, John 3:16 is not right. That's not the right interpretation. That's what the serpent told Eve. Adam and Eve, the day you eat of that tree, God not going to kill you. Are you crazy, man? Are you crazy? He's not. You his only two in the whole world. Why would he try to kill you? And that same conversation about you can be a God and God not going to kill you and you won't surely die might be coming at you in different ways today. Different ways, different traps today. Amen. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we talk about. Amen. That's what we're about today. Amen. Wherever you might be and at whatever time zone you're in, amen. You coming in the first time, you want to comment about concerning people talking against you, talking against your faith. Amen. Welcome. God bless you. Amen. It's happening all over. That's what we do here at Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We talk about issues and problems and try to help one another. Amen. You are coming in the first time. You have called 1-347-215-8816. Or you call 1-855-236-2252 and press 1 on your phone. You don't have to hang up, but the technician will put you in. Amen. Don't give your name. Just give you, I'll call your area code and last four digits. Amen. And don't give your name. Amen. We can't give you a diploma. We can't give you any time of recognition. We're just here to encourage one another, help one another. Maybe you're coming out of religion. Maybe you're coming out of some occult group. Amen. Maybe you're coming out of some things that, amen, you've been criticized and talked about. Amen. And you feel that you should be. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. And my yoke, amen, is light. Amen. Keeping his commandments is easy. Amen. He come that we might have peace and might have joy. Amen. He said, peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, but peace I give unto you. But you have to remember you have an enemy. He'll sweeten it up. He'll love it up, but it's all false. Amen. When you next thing you know, you don't be able to got a part of your soul. You got hard to get it out. It's hard to get it out. Amen. Mockers in the last days. Mocking. Talking against, amen, God and your faith. Amen. Yes, the world is being ruled and governed by false teachers. I believe they're destroying many people's lives because false teaching causes people to lie, commit sin and problems, so they feel they don't have no alternative. Then when the enemy try to put you in a box or a situation that you are, he's your panacea, and he is the only one that you need and counterize you and put you in a situation, an environment where you got to stand this You got to continue to do this. I'm going to help you and nobody else needs to help you. Then when you step away, oh, you're not any good. You never was any good. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares. That's a lie. He's a lie. He's a father of liars. Amen. But you're not going to see him personally. You're going to hide behind people. You're going to hide behind things and circumstances. You're going to hide my material. You know, if you're fishing, fishing will know, amen, what fish we're going for. We get certain bait, amen, a certain time of the day, amen, and we'll go out for a certain fish, amen. If you're going for, amen, a large fish that you know like live bait, you get a live shrimp. Yeah, I know y'all love shrimp, but anyway, you get a live shrimp, a live minnow, amen, a live mullet, throw it out, amen, in an area where we know, amen, that fish going to bite. That fish going to bite. Amen. And when he get it, amen, we better lure him in. The devil know your, he has dominion, principalities, and powers. Amen. The enemy works in groups. Amen. If he hit you with one thing, amen, two or three other different spirits and emotions also will attack you. But you looking at one thing. Oh, when the enemy pulls back, amen, and you jump off the hook, amen. He tried, you almost got him in, but at the same time, he have hooked you with reject. You hit you with rejection, and it hooks you with emotions, and that's a spirit. You feel rejected. You want to heal. You want to heal that, amen. So you go back and try to see what the enemy put a bandage over it, or he put some kind of salve over it. Amen. All the time, he getting you deeper and deeper in life. Then you get disappointed, you get despair. Amen. Then you say, well, why should I live? I nobody love me. God loved you. God care for you. He sent his son, and his son invested too much. Amen. The devil can't win. John said he saw a number that no man can number. So don't count this world out. Jesus is not walking the earth. Amen. He obeyed his father. He paid his life for you. He cared for you. So, yes, they might be a tremendous amount of number, amen, in your environment. It might be your job. It might be your community. It might be, amen, among your family members. Amen. But stay with God. Jude said, hold to the faith. And that's what's under attack. Never think, just because you want to change religion, you thought that, amen, when the right time you did something wrong, the enemy is relentless. He's always after your soul. Your soul means more than diamond and rubies. Amen. He wants your soul. He doesn't want to go to hell by himself. Amen. He doesn't want to be lost by himself. He can't be saved. So stop feeling sorry for the devil's people. Amen. You might as well face up with it. Amen. You might as well come to maturity about it. When somebody negatively talk you down, talk against you, amen, you never can get approval from them. They always want more from you than you can give. Amen. Be cautious. Why? The Spirit of God says, listen, they're at your soul. They're at your soul. Amen. You have to understand, but you always have to walk in love. Be love. Love, amen, cover a multitude of sin. Remember before you accepted Christ, amen, that was your plate. Ungodliness, hate, strife, bitterness, amen. You was all about that until you heard, amen, what it means. Become a child of God. God has given you the power, and he's given you all power. So don't settle for less. Amen. Don't settle for less. Amen. God has given you power over situations. You had to become, amen, a child of God. You overcome them already. You overcome them already. Yes, you have. You have overcome them already. Amen. And God's giving you something, amen, to walk with. Galatians, the 5th chapter, walking in the Spirit, 16 verse. I'll read this from the King James. Amen. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the flesh lusts after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And they are contrary one to another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lawlessness, idolatry, sorcery, hate, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, raving, and the lack of such. I tell you before, that I also told you in these times past, those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom. But the Spirit, but the fruits of the Spirit is joy, love, joy, peace. Now listen, you think, well, I'm in the Spirit in the church. No, not according to the Word of God. You can be in the Spirit in your home, in your car, amen, thinking on Christ, walking with Christ, amen, the fruits of the Spirit. You know, you get an orange, you get an apple, you go to the tree, and whatever you desire, you pull off that tree, whatever is planted in your heart, amen. Every farmer knows what you put in the ground, what kind of seed is in the ground, amen, and it comes up. You can't say this is a banana tree, and you're looking at an apple. You're looking at an apple. Might as well face it. Amen. Well, I thought, sure, I put that down. No, the ground going to give you what you put in it. Whatever you put in your heart going to be manifested out in the public, out into yourself. Amen. The fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Yes, you can suffer these markers. Amen. Suffering is a part of the Spirit of God. Suffering is a part of the Spirit of God. Yes, you can walk with God. Amen. You might cry sometimes. You may argue sometimes. But they're trying to take your faith, make you feel bad, make you feel sorrowful. Amen. Want to break you down and talk against your family, talk against your home, because you will not walk with them or talk with them. But long-suffering is a part of it, is a part of it. Joy, peace, kindness, amen, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen. These are the things. Amen. These are, you walk in, you got a peace of mind. Thank God for that. You got a peace of mind. Amen. You walk in the Spirit. Amen. You got self-control. Amen. You're a peacemaker. You're not a liar. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. We're in the studio now. We will take calls. Amen. Like we said before, you can press one. You can dial 1-347-215-8816 or 1-355-23-2252. Press one on your phone and we'll get back with you. Remember, we're talking to many people. Thank God for all of you, all different area codes that are coming in. Amen. We're here to share and help one another. Amen. We're trying to help encourage one another. Proverbs also says, amen, the multitude of counselors, their safety. Amen. Multitude of counselors, their safety. Amen. We're in the studio. Just remember your brother and your sister. Amen. We have time. Amen. Just get as many as we can calls in. If you want to sing a song or scripture, amen, you can as well. Share a dream, but not too much personal business as possible. And those of you who can go back to your computer later on, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And also as well, go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. So we thank God for you and you. Amen. We're in the studio now where you can come to share, amen, what you have. Maybe you might be going through something. You want to talk about it. Amen. It's not too personal. Amen. We're here. We're here for you. Amen. There's a lot of things that saints go through and people go through. Maybe some churches you go. Amen. All churches is not godly. Amen. Many don't teach about the Spirit. Many don't teach about forgiveness of sin. Amen. But it's possible. Amen. It's always possible. Amen. That there are those that will. Those that will. Amen. All right. We go to, we are in the studio. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. And we, all we do is give out the area code and your last four digits. Amen. We want to share here also while we're waiting. We're waiting on callers. Amen. Paul, what Paul has said. Amen. And this is spiritual warfare. Marcus are dealing, all right, with area code 754. The last four digits is 7506. 7506. Amen. Your studio, God bless you. You're welcome.
Good afternoon. I have two comments. The first one, I know they say the subject was like people talking about you. And we have to continue to walk in love if we're born again. And also, I want to make this comment. My grandmother will always say, "Who are you?" She would always say, "Who are you?" If people talked about Jesus, people are going to talk about you. So we have to realize that people are going to talk regardless, but you still have to walk in love and walk in Christ, realizing that the people are going to talk. That's my comment for tonight.
All right. God bless you. God bless you for that comment. People are going to talk about it. They talk about Christ. They're going to talk about you. Amen. But nevertheless, we got the victory. And, you know, because we're in a loving walk and we love people. And that's where the enemy, he goes at what he can find a weakness. Amen. His whole purpose is to turn you back where you came from. Amen. He try to turn you back on God. You made it this far, you can make it. You can make it all the way. Amen. We have victory here on earth, saints. We have victory here on earth. We got peace here on earth. You don't have to wait till you go to heaven. Amen. It's peace here on earth. Amen. You just have to own it up to it and say, "I got the victory." Amen. Keep your mind in Christ. All right, can we take another caller? The line is open in the studio. We take another caller. Amen. You might be criticized. And it really hurts when you do all you can. You give all yourself the jobs, and jobs are closing down. Amen. You wait for your retirement pay. Retirement pay is gone. Amen. You got to go back to school. Amen. They always pick at your faith. Amen. That's one thing. One thing you have to be, let it be a red flag. Amen. They want to take your church time, your church prayer time. Amen. They want to take away your time with God, your time with yourself. Amen. Remember that if they can set pain and rejection, open up your spirit to certain fallen spirits. Fallen spirit, it gets into your soul. It gets into your mind that they did something to you. You have to ask God to loose that, amen, to come out of you, because it brings in other spirits, other thoughts. It open the door until you get that heal. Amen. So the enemy looking forward. Devils don't work by themselves. They work in little groups. Amen. When you start getting rejected and you let that thing get into you, that rejection, those of you going along with hate, amen, those that go along with unforgiveness, a lot of more things are coming into your soul and your spirit. Listen to what Paul said in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter. This is what Paul said, amen, in the 23rd verse. 22nd verse concerning with spiritual warfare. you said that 22nd, before I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, that's witchcraft, then with your mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. People after your mind, they want your mind. They can control, mind control, amen. They can get you in your mind, amen. If you have any kind of rejection, any kind of problems, and the only thing you can fault is the one, amen, the old taskmaster, amen. We believe and we were brought up under sin, amen. The wages of sin is death. You don't hear that from the devil. Amen. He don't tell you that you can't sleep. You can't, all you do is worry and run your blood pressure up. Amen. Have all these, the body begin to react to all these different emotions. Amen. And begin to kill off part of your organs. He don't tell you that. The devil don't tell you that. Amen. He just let you run, rip, worry, cry, bitter, what? Until you come to Jesus. And even though you get saved, we have to understand that we still live in a body. We still live in a body. Once you begin to understand why these things are happening, that you're not crazy. You're not crazy. You're not a lunatic. Amen. And you will be thinking these things because that mind got to be transformed. You know how to take these cars and call them pimped out rides, put new shocks on them and put all kind of things on a car. Amen. And you see them come down the road, a car whoop, up in the top and the back. Whoop. Amen. So, man, that man took a brand new Cadillac. Why are you doing a car like that? Amen. He transformed that car, amen, to a ride that he liked. He wanted that same car, but he wanted to react a certain way. Paul said, you have to renew your mind. The spirit is okay. The spirit been born again. But a winking of the eye, you accept Christ. But Paul said in the book of Romans, amen, Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, when I desire to do good. You ever heard that statement? Evil is always present, and you have to deal with that. Amen. So there are people trying to get your soul by coming through your mind, by coming through your mind. They'll call you different, oh, holy roller, or this, that. You don't take all that to be loving Christ. Amen. You've been transformed. And now all things are passing. He didn't say it's like be born again. Old things are passing away. You sit on a train or a bus, you're driving along, you're the passenger, and you look at everything going by. Shoo, shoo, shoo. You mean old things are passing away. Behold, next thing you know, that don't bother you no more. You know it's there, but it doesn't bother you. The devil got to move. You got to move. Amen. So let them talk against you. Let them call you all kind of names or whatever. But you know you got peace in your mind. Then you know where the enemy is. That's the problem with spiritual warfare. Long as the devil doesn't show, he's not showing himself, and he works through all kind of people. Long as you don't know, that's him. And that's what spiritual growth is about. You can spot. Amen. The enemy tracks. When we're in the service, amen, we have a man go way out, 100 yards. Amen. They call him the point man. And he go out to search for the enemy. And when he finds, they give a signal back. Amen. They out there, whatever, whatever. God has the Holy Spirit, his spirit. And God is not on that, but amen. God is the spirit himself. Amen. And he's all seeing, all knowing, all powerful. He's everywhere. And when God sends a word back to you, amen, begin to see, say, well, you know, don't do that. Don't go that way. It's a trap out there. And it's up to you then. Information is powerful. Information, amen, is powerful. We search for money, amen. But Ecclesiastes said in the 7th chapter, amen. There's two things, amen, we have to be aware of. Yes, you get money, but you need knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge helps you defend yourself. Amen. The more you know of the word, the more you begin to study and give a relationship with God. Amen. The more relationship. Right now, I'm not going to pay you, but if you take your cell phone and throw it down, amen, drop your cell phone, amen, how many people be scuffling right now to get their cell phone? Proverbs 7 and 11 said, wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see it. But wisdom is a defense. Wisdom is a defense, as money is a defense. Amen. You should pray. Amen. Those that got a skill, amen, you know you can go somewhere in the world and get a job or go look for a job because you understand. You study. You taught. You trained. Amen. Those that got money without knowledge, amen, you can spend it up in one day. Of course, you know, money take wings. It flies. Amen. You've been mocked. You've been talked about. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Press one on your phone. Amen. We're entertaining your comments. Amen. We're entertaining your problems, situation. Okay. Is we back? Amen. The 754-7506. We're back there. Go right ahead. Amen. 754-7506. Okay. All right. Okay, then. All right. We thank God for you tonight, all of you, and respect the place. All right. We're at 561 3518. 561. Last four digits, 3518. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. How you doing? It's a great night. It's a great topic, mockers. You know, when you get in Jesus, yes, you're going to be mocked. Like the caller said, they talked about Jesus. They're going to talk about you, but you have to press through it. I remember being young, when you raised up in church like we were, and you get to school or you, hey, oh, that's that church girl, see a little church girl, see a little goody two shoes. I had to hear all that. But you know what? When I think back on it, it really didn't bother me as much as they thought it did. Because even as a young woman, young adult, it doesn't bother you like they think it does. Because when you start looking crazy for Jesus, I'd rather look crazy for Jesus than a regular man. Just like they thought the woman that was praising so much in the church and her prayer answered, they thought she was drunk in the spirit. You know, it's better to be like that than to be drunk from alcohol or just right out here crazy for a man that's not even worth your time. There's a lot of women out here running behind men that are doing bad things to them, and they're not even worth their time. When you grow in God and live to do His will, like the passion of the Christ is the will of the Father, you are worth everything that God says. And we need so many people to recognize that for what it is. Stop playing and get in God and grow in God and be about God. Thank you for your time, your program, Bishop. It is so awesome. Have a good night.
All right. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. They're going to talk about you. Amen. And it's good to have them talk about you since you're in Christ. Amen. They're going to bring it. And the world says, bring it. Amen. But as you begin to grow, have a relationship with God, and you begin to see that relationship bring peace of mind. Amen. It's about a relationship. Amen. God take you wherever you are and whatever knowledge you have of him. And it's just like a babe, when a babe start off in Christ, even when babies start off in the world. Amen. All they know is their mother and father. Amen. They believe what their mother and father says. Amen. But in this case, we was born in sin. We was born in the situations and conditions. Amen. And it's our job as saints of God to spread the good news, the news that God knows, amen, that you're fighting against hidden, unknown enemies. Amen. He's unknown. He's not seen. So they send them, they send the markers. Amen. Paul said in Ephesians, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You ever look at, if you ever watch the wrestling, and that means we're wrestling. Exactly what it said. We don't wrestle against. Amen. All those old wrestlers, and those of you, amen, like the wrestlers, amen, all those guys that they messed up, they jump on one another, knock one another down. Well, you're in the ring. You're in the ring, but the thing is, you don't have anyone to come out the orders and hit you with a chair and, amen, knock the referee down and all of that. But you're in the ring, but you're in the ring with Jesus. You're in the ring with Jesus. And when the enemy gets you down or he gets you against the rope, amen, Jesus rang the bell. Amen. They're going to get mad. They're going to be cursing. They're going to be loud talking to you. Amen. Because they thought they had you down. And Jesus said, ping. No, you can't hit him with that. Oh, Jesus. No, this is not a fair fight. It's not a fair. He said, go back to your corner. Amen. Jesus is going to send them to their corners. You just stay in there. Hang in there. Amen. All right, we can take another call. I look like we can take about two or three callers, and we're going to go into prayer. Amen. For all of you know that you might have some friends or cousins or relatives or someone on the job. Amen. They have ridiculed them and talk against them. We're at 754-1267, last four digits. Area code 754-1267. Go ahead, you're in the studio.
Good evening, Bishop and family. It's so good to hear that the saints are all on one accord. I'm so grateful, Bishop, because for the last 6 years, we've been teaching in the Bible study that everyone has to have their own relationship with the Lord. And I'm so grateful because when I hear that you're teaching the same thing, that we know that we're all on one accord. And I always say, like the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard on our behalf. And that's what I'm trying to get people to understand, how much God loves us, how much he adores us, all that he sent Jesus to do for us, to for the remission of our sins. And it's such a blessing to hear that we all have to be aware of when the enemy comes in. You know, one elder said, we give the enemy too much credit, but I just believe that we should call a spade a spade. I just believe that we should, as the Bible instructs us, we're already prepared. God is preparing us through his word, how to identify the enemy, how to identify his love, how to take heed to the Holy Spirit. And I'm grateful for that because, as you said, the enemy will come through people that you love. And it sometimes it's a struggle for me, especially when he comes through people I love, like my children. And it's just a blessing because I said, Lord, I'm grateful that he gives us the spirit to discern what spirit people are coming to us in. And so I thank you for your teachings, Bishop. I've always admired your teachings, and I'm so grateful to be back on your call. Thank you for your service.
God bless you, woman of God. Good to have you. Amen. That's the whole thing about the enemy. He doesn't want to be recognized. He doesn't know, want you to know his approach he's using. Like in the Garden of Eden, the serpent, amen, the fallen angel Lucifer, amen, if you follow, he was kicked out of heaven in the 12th chapter of Revelation. Michael evicted him and brought him down here to make war, amen, on the earth. But he could not overtake God's people. Even though Adam and Eve disobeyed God, amen, but he could not run over them because of the fact he had to use information. He used that information, what God said, amen. He twisted the information, amen, and he caused sometime us to go a wrong way. He used our feelings. He uses loved ones, and amen. Yes, yes, it hurts sometimes, yes. Yeah. But I learned through in this ministry of mine, I had to learn how to ease away and stay with his word, and he blessed my family. I'd be so worried about my cousins, relatives, and sisters, and the Lord told me one time, he said, listen, if you can't get past these eight, how you gonna get dealing with these thousands of people you're going to be before? If you just do what I tell you to do, I'll bless them. They don't have to be saved for God to bless them. God, you can be the channel like Joseph was for his family. Amen. God looking for a channel of obedience. Amen. They look, and you can be that light. Amen. Ask God to give you a prayer life where you can pray so that you won't see their grins and their frowns, but you can see their soul. And where you can rise up above, prayer will rise you up above all controversy and criticism and pain and things that the enemy knows. He knows that he got you in his sights. Amen. If you was a prey, which we all pray, amen, he lined up all his weapons and shooting those dots at you. Amen. But you can throw that faith up, that shield of faith. Amen. The helmet of salvation. Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, a shield of faith, amen, blocks off a lot of things. You can say, no, I believe God. I trust God. That's faith. Amen. All right, we'll take another caller. We're getting close to our closing, which we're going to go in prayer for all listeners and all their families. Amen. But this is what we designed here. Amen. That God gave us to, amen. Let everybody talk. This is Blog Talk. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're here to help you and you. I've been before. If you're in theology school or taking some class, they give you no credit. Amen. Only credit you will get is living right. Amen. Walking upright and spotting what the enemy coming. If he coming at you all the time, amen, with sickness, rebuke it. Call it out. Amen. You're a child of God. Keep calling it out. Amen. It tells you it's the same way you learn how to drive. Amen. Thank God. I hope you didn't have no accidents, but the same way you learn how to drive. Keep working on it. Keep working on it. And transform your mind. That old coconut, the old mind. Scientists say, oh, y'all get your old coconut straight. Amen. With the brain, with your brain and everything. The body's good, but the mind, that mind can... You got to feed it. You got to feed it more information about Jesus. Make him your friend. He is closer. His yoke is easy. It's not a hard life. Like Paul was saying in Romans 7, we wrestle against it. Amen. The enemy don't want you to know, amen, your mind consists of things you have done so many times. You set up and eat all a gallon of ice cream. And he says, it's all right. It's all right. And next thing you fall out and be kicking like a chicken on the floor, and all of a sudden you get all these false dreams about the church, about people that don't love you. Why? Because your mind, amen, you used to do that before you came to Christ. So you got a lot of those things we have to change. Our food habit, the way that we eat food, the way that we got to change that. Change your diet. It'll affect your memory. It'll affect your thoughts. Amen. Yes, we wrestling, but knowledge, knowledge in Christ. All right, we in the studio. Amen. Look like we can take just one call because we got to go in prayer. Just one more caller. Amen. We can give you a minute to come in. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Different area code 754-561. Amen. 954-561. Amen. 850. Amen. Many more, many locations. You can view this program again on blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. And we have over 5 years, we have a lot of more programs like this. You can share it with a friend, a cousin, someone you're trying to talk with. You can have a Bible study. Amen. And here, it's good to hear, amen, someone else share the same conversation that you've been having with family members. Sometimes it's hard to reach your family members. Amen. But if you can put radio and television in their way, amen, you have to do it in a nice, kind way. Amen. And God will draw them in. All right, we got to go in prayer now. If we can have three or two prayers. Amen. For the lost loved ones, for those that are being ridiculed and going through. Amen. Praying that God will give them strength. Amen. Encouragement. Amen. You can go right now and press one on your phone. Amen. And we'd be glad to have you come back in and give a short prayer. Amen. Might be somebody sick and shut in. Amen. With long COVID. Amen. This virus coming upon the world. Amen. You can press one on your phone. We thank God for you anyway. Amen. Thank God for you being here. It's not an accident. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for each and every one that is here. Amen. Bible says with two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven will be loosened in earth. Oh God, loose, oh God, all sickness and disease. Amen. High blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. Amen. Oh God, nervousness, worration, loneliness, frustration. Oh God, fear. Amen. In the name of Jesus the Christ, oh God, we call it done in heaven and in earth. Oh God, not only that, but touch the mind and hearts of those being rejected and that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Amen. The Bible says there is the kingdom of God. Jesus was persecuted. He was talked about. But the end is still, we have the victory. Remember, you have the victory. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Do the word of God. Be around your circle. Get your circle that you have, making sure people are for you. They're for you. They're by the things they do. Amen. Many talk, but what are the things they're doing to help you? Amen. To grasp the victory in Christ. Amen. God love you, and we love you. Amen. Continue in God. Continue. Yes, we have some sorrowful days coming up. Jesus said, amen, this is the beginning of sorrow. Amen. Girdle up your loins. Amen. Girdle up your loins. Amen. Put on your prayer hat, your shouting shoes, whatever it takes. Amen. But hold the ground. Hold the ground for your children, your neighborhood. Amen. Be the Moses and be Joseph. Whatever it takes. Amen. They depended on you. Amen. Till next time. Amen. This is Bishop Poole, Blog Talk Radio. We love you. Amen. Love on yourself. Love on yourself sometime. Amen. Give God the credit for where you've been and where you are right now. Until next time. Amen. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. God bless you. Remember me.